You are listening to the Whistler Plumbing Podcast, and I'm talking with James Whistler. James, in our last segment, we just talked about the importance of water tests. So let's break it down a little bit. What's the difference between a do-it-yourself water test and the water test that Whistler Plumbing provides?
Well, the first thing is as you mentioned, we've talked about it in previous segments, and just knowing what you need to test for. There are areas that are more prone to certain things or contaminants that may be in the water. So just doing a do-it-yourself test, you might be testing in the wrong complete area. You know, if you don't know, I would definitely recommend in getting a complete comprehensive test. There are some things, though, that need to be tested in the home, and there's some things that you can take to a third-party testing facility and get them tested for. For instance, sulfur, if you would have sulfur in your water, it is a gas. So it's going to do no good if you try to take it somewhere and get it tested for sulfur. If there's not much in it, it's going to dissipate and it won't be any in it when you get it to an off-site facility. So there is definitely things that you can test for, things that you can't. You need to know what you're looking for, what that particular region or area may be prone to kind of hone in your testing. For instance, if I was to tell an average person, well, you have 3 parts per million of iron in your water. Well, what does that mean? And where does that fall on the scale of good to bad to great to ugly? So having someone to help you read a report once the test is done is also very important. Sometimes you could take a test into a lab or a third party facility. They would give you a test results, but then having an educated person, a well-trained person to discuss that with you so that you know what your options are and whether they're harmful or whether they're not. One of the things that I'll also mention is that when we do a comprehensive water test, it really has nothing to do with Whistler Plumbing. So a third party doing a comprehensive lab test gives a non-biased report. They have nothing invested in it. And so that would not be a Whistler Plumbing document, but it would be the laboratory's document coming back, and then we would discuss that report with the client so that they would feel like that it was non-biased. Some of the tests do need to be performed in home, and it's pretty impossible to do that yourself and have all the testing equipment to do a comprehensive in-home test. So again, as I've mentioned, it's important to test some things at the point of use, so that you get the most factual reading on those things. The other thing is that having testing equipment that you understand. If someone was to go to any big box store or a simple Walmart or something and try to buy a testing device or a test strip or those type of things, all testing equipment has certain ranges and capabilities and accuracy. And so making sure that you know what you're doing with the right equipment and understand its capabilities is very important so that you don't get false reporting as well.
So if you haven't had a water test yet, make sure you reach out to the team at Whistler Plumbing. And if you haven't heard the last segment we did on the importance of finding out what is actually in your water, go back a couple weeks and search for that podcast on the Whistler Plumbing website. And if you have any questions, reach out to the team at 540-483-9382.